celebrating aircraft home building and innovation. This is EAA Radio in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I'm Farid Guillot. The FAA recently released long-awaited proposed rules that control the duty and rest cycles of airline pilots. Following the Colgan air crash in 2009, the NTSB and FAA placed an intense focus on flight crew fatigue, an issue that pilots and aircraft operators have grappled with for decades, trying to seek rules that will improve safety but give operators flexibility to keep the planes flying and profitable. Jeff Skiles is with the Coalition of Airline Pilot Associations and, in the interest of full disclosure, is also co-chairman of the EAA Young Eagles program. I talked with him about the new rules and whether they really fix the problem of pilot fatigue and how general aviation pilots can guard against it.
Oh, yeah, this is a tremendous change. It's rewriting the regulations that have existed for decades. The last time they even modified them was in 1985, which is to create what we currently have. And this is a complete reworking of the regulations based more on like duty time, the total time that you're actually at work as opposed to the time that you're flying. A couple ways, it is a good rule. For one thing, they're finally basing our crew rest, you might say, the time that you have off from duty on time that you actually get at the hotel, where previous to this it had been the time the airplane blocks into the gate to when it blocks out of the gate. So it doesn't, and that was 8 hours. And, you know, within that 8 hours, you had to deplane the airplane, put it away at night, walk out to the front of the terminal, catch a van to the hotel, check in, have something to eat, whatever all your personal functions are, and then still be out at the airport an hour before the next day. All that had to occur within 8 hours. Well, now they're saying that we're going to get 9 hours, but it's actually going to be at a hotel. Also, the length of the duty day, the time that you can actually work, is actually based on circadian rhythms. Is a fancy way of saying that, when you get up in the morning at 8 o'clock or 7 or whenever, you're ready for a full day's work. But if you go to work 7 o'clock at night, you're probably not, because you've been up all day. So they're reducing duty days depending on when you actually go to work. The point that we disagree with is, in exchange for that, we're actually increasing the amount of flying that you can fly in a day. Like, up until now, we've been able to work a 16-hour duty day, but we're limited to fly 8 hours of scheduled flying time within that 16 hours. Now they're increasing that at the best time of the day, meaning when you go to work between 8 and 1 p.m., they're increasing that to 10 hours of flying in a day from 8. So that's a 25% increase in the amount of flying that a pilot is expected to do. And this rule was supposed to change the current rules to fight fatigue. And obviously, the more time that you spend on task, the more fatigued you're going to get. So that definitely misses the bar there.
Is it a step in the right direction as far as for professional pilots in changing the way that, because one of the ways that you describe it, it sounds like the way people were scheduling you, it's more like a machine that you can turn off and on, and is, say, an example, circadian rhythms. That's not always the case with humans.
Yeah, that's very true. It definitely is a step in the right direction, in that the general aims of it are good. But like I said, some of the numbers within there really need to be looked at more closely, because particularly what we're saying here is, okay, we're going to make sure you're better rested, but we're going to fly you more now than you used to fly. Well, that's kind of counterproductive. It's more of a, I guess what I would say is, compared to current regulations, this one will be more of a wash than being something that actually is going to combat pilot fatigue, which has, of course, been on the NTSB's watch list now for, things that, the 10 most things that we need to change for 20 years. And often cited in the NTSB accident investigation.
Now, how does this translate to the general aviation pilot? Obviously, they don't have to follow these rules, these rest rules, but how can a general aviation pilot fight fatigue when they're looking to fly recreationally, either in a long trip or even for, just a pleasure flight?
There's a lot of ways that a general aviation pilot, obviously you have to self-police yourself, clearly. But, there are things that, I found from, my long career in flying that, that oddly enough, I kind of stumble upon. But simple things like, you know, when you go out flying all day long, you typically don't eat anything. Well, you know, I found out if you have something, you know, a granola bar or something for lunch where you otherwise might not, you know, eat anything at all, that really does help to fight fatigue and even being hydrated. You know, where we fly up at altitude, you can lose like a water bottle worth of fluid just from being, you know, at 35,000 feet for an hour or so in a very, very dry environment. So keeping yourself hydrated is also a very good technique to fight fatigue.
What in your experience piles up on you in a typical day when you're working that causes fatigue?
Well, I think it's more just the back-to-back duty periods. For instance, up until now, you've been able to literally work for 16 hours, get 8 hours off, and of course, I explained earlier, that's not 8 hours in a bed. You know, it's far from it. It's maybe 4.5 hours in a bed. And then you got to go back out and do another, you know, 15, 16-hour day. Those kind of things back-to-back become, you know, extremely fatiguing, as you might imagine, by the end of the day. It's a hard thing for most normal people to, I shouldn't say normal people, but people with regular jobs and regular schedules to understand because they think, well, you just go to bed earlier at night. Well, airline pilots don't have that ability. I mean, we run by the schedule that the company gives us.
And I suppose one way that would translate to private pilots is that if you have a pretty heavy schedule in your own life and you're planning a flight the next day, that could pile up where you may not have planned your rest properly before you go on a flight.
Well, clearly, you know, if you wait till the last minute and you have to, do your flight planning, figure out how you're going to get there, pack your bag, you know, if it's getting to be where now it's midnight and you plan to be departing at first light, well, maybe that's something you need to rethink a little bit.
Jeff, thanks very much.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.